Rain will be returning to the northern plains as we go forward through the night tonight and tomorrow. Well, it's going to be a little bit of a wet day. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect to see the return of showers and some thunderstorms overnight tonight. The precipitation, though, will start off sporadically and quite lightly. I do not expect it to see it very well organized until we do get into the day tomorrow. Some strong storms will occur in Nebraska and Iowa, and that's going to rob some of the energy from our immediate region, but there will still be some precipitation that will take place. Now, we're going to have two low pressure systems, and because there's two of them, the energy will be split, and so a lot of the rain that occurs across our region may not be all that impressive, even though the coverage will be high. So the first low pressure center is going to come out of Colorado, and it will move across Nebraska and Iowa and head off towards Wisconsin, but as it gets to past Nebraska, it will start weakening and become a more insignificant event. The second low pressure system will start off as a very meager event, a very small little system over South Dakota. That will occur in the wee hours of the night tonight. The system will move northward and will not be any better developed for a little while, but a new low pressure center will replace it as we get into Thursday afternoon, and that's when the intensity of the low will increase. But by then, the low will be over eastern North Dakota, and so the greatest precipitation will be thwarted up into Manitoba and maybe northern parts of Minnesota, and leaving areas in between with a lighter load of moisture. Totals, by the time we get out towards the end of the day on Friday, will likely run from a tenth to 0.5 inches across the region from South Dakota to central Minnesota. Now, areas to the north will probably see 0.3 to 1 inch with localized amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches. And amounts down around the Sioux Falls, South Dakota area and southern Minnesota will also see totals running from about 0.5 to 1.5 inches. Now, there's a lot of divergence in the model data, but that seems to be the general scenario that we're working with right now. Now, I'm sure that in another day or so, this may change a little bit, but that is the expectation. The temperatures over the weekend will then turn much warmer because another storm system is expected to evolve. This one will be in Wyoming and Montana, and it will be a more powerful system, and it will drag a lot of warmth and moisture northward into our region. First, a lot of wind will occur across the region, and then we'll set off rain and thunderstorm activity. That will be late Monday into Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. In the meantime, our temperatures will bounce around a bit, mostly in the 60s this afternoon, tomorrow in the 50s, and a few lower 60s, and we'll see the same on Friday. And over the weekend, we'll warm up with Sunday's temperatures in the 70s, and Monday probably as well. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.